In the case of these curves, this is never going to happen. It doesn't matter how you look at it. In this situation here, you are going to end up stranded either at this minimum or at that maximum. And once you ended up stranded at that point, you can't go anywhere because the vapor pressure, the composition of the vapor is identical to the composition of the liquid. So as much as you boil it, nothing changes. You're just boiling the two components off in exactly the same ratio. That's called the point where you've formed an azeotropic mixture. Azeotropic mixture then is characterized by a constant boiling point, and you will boil the flask dry at that point. That's what's going to happen. Now this is very nice for chemists. They often want to get rid of water, and water then will be found in mixtures where if you're trying to remove the water, you'll end up using such high temperature conditions that you'll destroy everything. Instead, if you can throw another solvent in and form an azeotrope which boils at a low temperature, you can get rid of the water at a much lower temperature. So as an example, here's our mixture ethanol and water. It forms an azeotrope then at 4% water that boils at 78 degrees C. Now that's significantly lower temperature than water, so it's a nice way of getting rid of water. Down the bottom, we're looking at a hydrochloric acid water mixture. 80% water, you'll end up with the azeotrope, which boils at 108 degrees C. So azeotropic mixture, standard target for, I think, the final exam, but it's definitely pretty much standard stuff. So these phase diagrams here